Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
Yeah! That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
Friday. Wait a minute.
Hey, wait.
How is it Friday? It wasn't supposed to.
It's just a dream. We're not really here.
No, you're in the Matrix.
Maybe it's been delayed. Maybe it's like midnight tonight. I don't know. I don't want to cause a panic, but we're here.
Know.
Let's celebrate.
We're here.
It's the healing revolution. It's on. Right. Yes, we told you Dr. King would stave this thing off, didn't we?
God, did you see? Did you see all the panic in the news?
Oh yeah, no, it's like
yesterday. It was just like the world's gonna end, and people are rioting in the streets. It was just crazy.
I think they had to close down a mountain in Mexico because they didn't want people to go up there and commit suicide.
Yeah, wow, crazy stuff, man.
Yeah, well, for all of you who ran up the thing on your credit card, you could be in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Bummer.
Dude, I hope you didn't do that. Hope you listened here. Responsibility, key element.
I did not leave the toilet seat up last night.
You did? Yeah, you were hedging, too chicken. You were hedging your bets just in case, right?
That's right.
Well, you know, there are people that were living on the edge, and now they're going to have to live even further on the edge here. Listen, life goes on. We're glad that it does. Absolutely glad that it does. And hey, their story out of, where is this, out of Africa? Pakistan. We got to go to today as we start the Robert Scott Bell Show, Healing Revolution Friday. This is a polio story. The United Nations halts vaccine work in Pakistan. Now, the question is, did they finally listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show and realize that the polio vaccine doesn't work? In fact, it may cause polio. Is that the reason that they stopped this?
Unfortunately, like many other times when it has something to do with vaccines or medicines or something like that, it took some deaths, actually, to make this happen.
Well, violence begets violence, does it not? And I have argued here, probably one of the few places in media, that vaccination is a violent action against innocent children and babies. And that, you know, I don't advocate violence, but I advocate your birthright in defending your children. You know, again, we bring up the Sandy Hook thing again. A lot of people want to disarm it. It's these gun-free zones that are creating the scenarios where, hey, I go in there, nobody can defend themselves. And the so-called crazies, which are may or may not be crazy, but most often under the influence of SSRI medication or some other psychiatric drug, which facilitates maybe there is some damage underlying it, but it completely removes your inhibition to do some horrific things. And I still have questions about who actually did it. But in this case, yes, the story is that violence is stopping the UN administration of polio vaccines because evidently the workers who are doing this work to vaccinate these children there in Pakistan are being killed.
Yep.
Killed.
Three-day toll. It's up to 9 dead.
9 dead. Now, listen, it's a tragedy when anybody is killed, except look at... How do you say this? Because there's no way to say this that's going to be really fully understood. But as I say, if you perceive that that vaccine is a potentially deadly weapon, are you not within your rights to defend your children utilizing any means necessary, much like Michael Badnarik had said? Doc, you bring the syringe, I'll bring my 45, and we'll see who makes a bigger hole. Now, people say that's insensitive, especially in light of what happened at Sandy Hook. Well, listen, the appropriate use for firearms is for defense, is a deterrent. But when you have continually these efforts by the pharmaceutical industrial complex to dupe people into believing that in whether it be injecting or doing it orally like they are here, they're grabbing this kid's face. You'll see this picture on the New York Times, grabbing this kid's face against the will. The mom doesn't know. And potentially paralyzing this child.
Right.
How often do we hear of, well, no, it's acute flaccid paralysis. It's not polio. It's post-polio syndrome. It's not polio. It's Guillain-Barré. It's not polio. It's what? What is polio? It's toxicological assault. It is what it has always been. In the terms of the years when polio was prevalent, it was pesticides. It was toxicological exposure, yet the pharmaceutical industrial dunderheaded complex has got much of the world convinced that polio is caused by a virus that they've never isolated. Shock among all shocks. The world has continued. It is time we've got to wake up and see reality for what it is so that we do not no longer stand by and allow these children to be harmed. Am I advocating killing these so-called vaccine workers? No.
No.
But do I understand the karmic implications of attacking innocent children, even if you believe you're helping them with some benevolent drops that are not? Now, this is a tough one, Super Don. It's really a tough one.
It is. It is. And, you know, apparently the majority of the polio workers in Pakistan are women. And they've got them going house to house, door to door, and they're furthering this UN-sponsored polio vaccination campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And these, what they say, militants. Yeah, like I said, I don't really know the dynamic of what's going on here. But, the, you know, in the article, they called the militants. And the militants are suspicious of this immunization campaign. And so they've declared that women are legitimate targets, even though some men are in that death toll. So they're just going around. And when they find these people going around giving these vaccines, they're shooting them, killing them.
Yeah, it's man, when you talk about, let's say, the Jim Jones death cults, I mean, these are the things that have been going around, and I'm certain that today we'll learn of people that have committed suicide over the end of the world that did or didn't come, came for them. This idea that we have to intoxicate and pollute the bodies of children in order to protect them, it's going to go the way of the dodo bird eventually. And we'll look back on this time, as I've said so many times, we'll look back on this as a horrific, barbaric time in the history of allopathic medicine. Whereas the high ideals of allopathic medicine, as we've talked about, surgical interventions, trauma interventions, to save the lives of people who would otherwise not be, it's not survivable. These are miracles that do happen, and they can do it within that field of medicine. But outside of that, the vaccine paradigm, most horrific, offensive, life-terminating, or at the very least, chronic disease instigating, precipitating what? The medical establishment loves vaccination. Why? Because it creates lifelong customers. If it doesn't outright take you out in childhood, it creates lifelong dependence on medical interventions that are far beyond the realm of emergency trauma interventions.
Yep.
And that's an important distinction to make here. What is this about the militant commanders?
Yeah, well, this kind of gives you a little bit of perspective on, you know, the like, as I was alluding to, the dynamic of what's going on there. Apparently, these militant commanders, they've been criticizing this polio vaccine campaign and basically have been saying there's this guy, and they call him, his name is Maluvi Fazlulla.
Okay.
And he's this radical preacher guy that rides on a white horse through Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
And he's claimed that the polio vaccines are part of this plot to sterilize Muslim children.
We've heard about this before. I remember talking about this.
Absolutely. But now, what's happened is there's been a little bit of an evolution in this as of late with the Taliban being in there, that they're trying to use it as a bargaining chip. Basically, what they're saying is that they're going to stand in the way of immunization and do this, and until the American drones stop killing their comrades.
Wow, isn't that interesting? That interesting? I mean, and this was the question raised by Mike Adams and others, including what I ask here is, how do you claim you're for self-defense? Oh, yeah, we pay lip service to that. In the meantime, we violate the defenses of children and the parents by injecting them or giving them these polio vaccines that can create horrific illnesses, including, as we've talked about, the autism spectrum. And yet the outrage, which is selective against, of course, the shooter and the event that happened in Sandy Hook, but complete ignorance or arrogance to ignore the fact that modern medicine is the number one leading cause of death if we took all iatrogenic causes and put them together. And, of course, the Obama administration ordering, as Mike wrote about, 1.6 billion rounds of bullets, ammunition, etc., while trying to say, hey, you don't have a right of self-defense. Well, you do with certain guns, but not these guns, right? As if to say, who determines that? Seriously, who determines what you can use for self-defense? If they can determine it, then they own you, and then you're a slave. No, not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's where we go. Take it to a different level. Consciousness is shifting. We are not falling prey to the information flicker effect that John Rappaport talked about. We can see through this. And until, yes, it isn't even their comrades. We might call them bad guys, Taliban.
Yes.
But it's the innocent women and children that are also killed in these attacks, these drone attacks that Obama says, yes, protect the children, but not those children, right? Those children are not worthy of protection. If we happen to kill them, it's the price. Madeleine Albright, 100,000.
What rights do they have? Right. They aren't protected by
100,000 killed. How many are millions killed? How many killed in Iraq? Children, women. Was it
and
worth
the argument
it?
Could be made they're not American citizens, so they don't have constitutional,
they don't have constitutional
rights, but it's happening to American citizens as well.
Yeah. Madeleine Albright, was it worth it? Yes, it was worth it. That tells you all you need to know about their state of consciousness. Disgusting. Well, listen, what's not disgusting is that Coast Guard Corey is coming back next segment. And, of course, it is the Healing Revolution. Do you know that it is Healing Revolution Friday? Coast Guard Corey's going to talk about that and more. And we've got Dr. King, and then we've got some great encores. I'll be back as well Sunday. And then Monday, the Christmas show next week. Awesome. We've got Liam Sheff and Joni Cox lined up. And, of course, Monday we will have a new Advanced Medicine Monday peppered in with some Best Of stuff for the holidays. So cool stuff going on here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to take a break. Say thanks to our sponsors. Happy holidays. Coast Guard Corey is next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's
888-988-3325. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour or so, we have Dr. Frank King with the Healing Revolution. But welcoming back, if we're here, that means the world didn't end, of course, as we remind you today.
Funny how that works.
We just got each segment, we got a reminder, we're still here. And you know who's still here? Coast Guard Corey. It's because of his defense of planet Earth that we're still around from the Mayan calendar. And hey,
haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, Coast Guard Corey's been, I'm sure, busy boy, busy dad, and everything else that he does. We love him dearly. And he's got a new update, Coast Guard Corey. So let's welcome him back to the show now.
The views and opinions of Corey Sifo do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the United States Coast Guard.
Good morning, Robert. Thanks for having me on board. Before we get underway, I'd just like to say that the Robert Scott Bell Show is super. You've got Super Don, superhero sidekick Liam Sheff, and super fans. For those of you wondering if you fall into the super fan spectrum, today's your lucky day because I've come up with a few basics of what it takes to be a super fan. Let's have some fun with this and do this in Jeff Foxworthy style. If you have kids that know more about vaccine ingredients than their doctor, who they rarely visit, by the way, you might be a super fan. If you're a self-proclaimed Liam Shep groupie, you might be a super fan. If your medicine cabinet's full of homeopathic remedies from King Bio, you might be a super fan. If you thank the sponsors of the show and recommend them to your family, friends, frenemies, and even a couple of your enemies, you might be a super fan. If you find yourself going so far outside the box on Wednesdays that you catch yourself making strange noises like, you might be a super fan. If you've listened to every archive of the show twice, you might be a super fan. If you can identify the canary in the coal mine that Robert sometimes talks about, you might be a super fan. If you no longer refer to the days of the week by their regular names and replace them with Advanced Medicine Monday, Outside the Box Wednesday, Healing Revolution Friday, and GCN Live Sunday, you might be a super fan. If you can instantly recognize the voices of Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, Dr. Frank King, Dr. Rashad Batar, but can't recognize a doctor in your local town, you might be a super fan. If your primary caregiver is yourself, you might be a super fan. If your secondary caregiver is a chiropractor, acupuncturist, or a homeopath, you might be a super fan. If Robert Scott Bell, Liam Shep, and Super Don are household names in your home, you might be a super fan. But last but not least, if you're a proud, hardcore, organic, pasture-raised, non-GMO orthorexic, you might be a super fan. Right. This is Senior Chief Sizzle signing off. Until next time, fair winds and following seas, shipmates. Or shall I say, super fan.
Coast Guard Corey! Wow!
He really outdid himself that time, didn't he?
Oh, blow me away there. Wow, we got it. But we did come up with a name for Thursday, Theatrical Thursdays. I don't think
it was yesterday, wasn't it?
I don't know. It might not stick, but gosh, what do you
say? No, we are not going to incorporate show tunes into the show. I'm sorry, Robert.
Where's some Ethel Merman, Barbara Streisand, right? All that.
Why not?
Wow, Corey, amazing, absolutely amazing, and there's hope. There's hope for these next generations. These kids coming up, and they're being raised orthorexic. We love that.
Yeah. Well. And Corey is a super fan. We love all of our super fans.
Yeah, I think that's so cool. Like, Monday is no longer Monday. It's Advanced Medicine Monday.
It's Advanced Medicine Monday.
Wednesday is
Could you imagine you're just talking to a complete stranger? Hey, do you know what day it is? Yeah, it's Outside the Box Wednesday.
Absolutely, Outside the Box Wednesday. I can't wait for Healing Revolution Friday to get here. It's here! And Dr. Frank King is going to be joining us as well to continue into the new millennia as we are all still here and grateful for it. I tell you what, very exciting. Liam has his groupies. He'll love that.
Yes.
He'll absolutely love that. Did I read to you this email that came through? Or was it, it came through on the website. We had a nice, from time to time, people actually say nice things about us, like not just Coast Guard Corey, right?
Yes.
And this one came in from Brandon. He says, Robert, thank you so much for addressing my question several months ago about hernia surgery and the safety of the Gore-Tex patch with Dr. Batar. I was a month or so behind on listening to the archives and did not think that you were going to address it because the question never posted here. See, there's a guy who's catching up on the archives. He's behind because he's listening to each one twice, like Corey was saying.
Right, yeah, exactly. You can listen to it twice the time.
Right, listen to it once, then go back later. Catch up.
Right.
All right, he continues on. I was so relieved and grateful to hear it discussed just 3 days before my scheduled surgery. Your discussion with Dr. Batar was 100% of the reason for my decision on which surgical procedure to have. Dr. Batar alleviated all my concerns and made me feel much better about the procedure. I loaded up on Sovereign Silver and Alta Silica, per your recommendation, and my recovery was swift. I can't thank you both enough for what you do. You guys are my heroes. And I also, this is the neat thing, I also want to say I'm loving Ty Bollinger on Wednesdays. Please never stop rocking the health world. Congratulations on the record listener ratings on Natural News. You deserve every bit of it for all your hard work. Thanks, Brandon, from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Nice. Brandon, heartfelt gratitude to you. Now, I sent this email to both Dr. Batar and Ty.
Yeah.
Ty's excited about it. Batar writes back and says, I get why they love you and me, right? Basically saying, I get why you like Dr. Batar and Robert, but what about Ty? What the heck's wrong with it? Why Ty? right? And now I'm threatening Dr. Batara. Said I'm going to take a Monday, Advanced Medicine Monday off, and I'm going to have Ty do it with you. We'll see how that goes.
Advanced Medicine Monday with Ty and Batara.
Yeah, that I think for what he commented about Ty, well, they're good buddies. You understand,
right? Of course.
But yes. Hilarious. It's going to be interesting what will ensue. So that look forward to that as we mix and match. Would that be like a mixtape or what do they call it now? A mashup. If I mash up Ty and Dr. Batara together,
yeah, mixtape.
Advanced Medicine Monday mashup with Ty, all right? Or maybe right. I have Batara on Outside the Box Wednesdays. Anyway, it's Healing Revolution Friday. Let's get to Dr. King, shall we?
Let's do it.
Yes, let's. We'll be right back.
Robert Scott Bell.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
All right, on the count of three,
here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to rock and roll?
We are going to start a revolution, okay?
A revolution will be broadcast.
Woo! Say you want a revolution, well, you know. We all want to change the world.
Hey, we're still here. You know what that means? It's time for the Healing Revolution. Not only is it time for it, I think the reason we're still here is because of the Healing Revolution and Dr. Frank King. Welcome, my friend.
Robert, you're still alive. You didn't go anywhere.
No, and I blame you. I think it's a good...
I thought you might have been raptured or taken,
Well, maybe a spaceship. Maybe I beamed in, right? Listen, you should. I don't know if you heard Coast Guard Corey, but he's talking about Friday is no longer Friday. It's Healing Revolution Friday. So these are the super fans we have out there, Dr. King, and I'm so grateful to be with you. on this winter solstice in the northern hemisphere, the shortest day of the year, so we better be quick. But we're bringing, that means the sunlight is coming back. It's coming back. And, of course, you bring the sunlight with you, Dr. Sunshine, as you talk about so often. And I thought we'd start with getting out of any victim state of consciousness. There's a story out of the U.K., and we've got a lot of fans through U.K. Health Radio as well. And the story is 1 in 2 men in the U.K. are predicted to have cancer. And you know what? They say cancer's only because we're living longer. Is that the case?
Well, if it was living longer, I think I'd have it.
Well, yeah. Exactly. It's not because we're living longer. It's because we're living wrong.
Yeah. We're living wronger.
That's good. Living wronger. I like that. So 1 in 2 men don't have to have cancer. 1 in 3 women don't have to have cancer. But there are a lot of people that, you know, have written about it, talked about it, and they've done good work and maybe even done some good things, but they hadn't put it all together, I guess.
You know, that's really it. You know, it's all about, Robert, taking the whole person perspective. It's so important. It's, you know, if you're not looking at your whole person, and that's what our first book that's going to be is getting the process of getting published and finished.
Yay.
Our first book is called The Healing Revolution is Here. How yes. about that? And it's about the 8 essentials we find mm-hmm. that are key to really be able to take care of the whole person. It's kind of like the missing link or the weak link. Mm-hmm. You know, if we have a weakness in one of these 8 areas, we have an open door of attack. We have an open door that, you know, allows disease into our sanctified temples.
Well, we open the door from within is the point. Other people think, oh, no, they broke in. No. We literally, by our actions, sometimes in ignorance, we open the door from within.
Yeah, we do. You know, we ignore that part and it allows it to degenerate and it sneaks up and bites us in the wrong place.
Yeah, exactly. And then we need some rescue remedies, some 911 stress control and all that stuff.
You know, it's so important. You're talking about the, I always look at the glass as, you know, the full part, because that's the water. The water is, mm-hmm. that's where that quenches the thirst. That's the part that does us good. If we can focus on the part of the glass, the full part of the glass, how much the water that's in there. I'm looking at, okay, from this day on, each day gets brighter and longer. And that's kind of the positive attitude here. Mm-hmm. You know, it really is. From this day on, each day gets longer. And, yeah, we're still here, the end of the calendar. Mm-hmm. Wow, we've outlived the calendar, Robert.
I know. Well, hey, listen, and apologies to our friends in the Southern Hemisphere. We got lots of fans down there. Your days are getting shorter. So hurry up. Get that sunshine before it goes away. But, you know, you talk about the people that put some of it together and not all of it, because there's always somebody that says, well, I tried everything. I ate well and I still had a problem. Or you know, you watch them in their life. I mean, I've referenced Harris Coulter. He has done great work on a lot of things I've talked about, including the violence of vaccination. Yet here's a guy who didn't take care of himself all that well. And so many people don't follow the rules that they acknowledge and write about.
You know, it is. A lot of times people discover a certain part of health that has helped them, you know, some aspect, you know, whether it's nutrition or exercise or faith or, you know, how to work and personally build better, healthier relationships or communing with nature, or found they drink more water, they feel better. I think they found the answer to all of the world's health problems. And you found a answer, but it wasn't all the answers. We have a whole person, Robert, and it's a very complex human being. And we actually have found over our 40 years now of healthcare, we found that there's these 8 essentials. Mm-hmm. They're like links in our chain. And if we're weak in any of these areas, it still breaks the chain. Mm-hmm. So we have to be thinking the whole person. We want to start getting whole-minded. We want to start getting to realize the completeness of who we are, because it's so many wonderful things to discover there.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's a wonderful thing. I've treated a lot of ministers over the years. I've kind of always said, okay, you're the clergy. I took care of you. Mm-hmm. I was kind of like the clergyman's doctor. And we saw so many people that are great people of faith, men and women.
Uh-huh.
We saw them just powerful. Even some of them even had healing ministries where they laid hands on people. And, you know, I mean, people would just pass out and go into what I call spiritual surgery. Mm-hmm. You know, they would come back conscious again.
and be healed. And, you know, this is a wonderful spiritual gift, and one I've personally experienced in giving it and receiving it. And it is something that is sacred and special, and that I've seen these ministers, and they've had these types of gifts, and yet their health in some ways was very horrible, and they had no power for this to help themselves. And we evaluated, we started seeing, yet they didn't take care of themselves. Maybe they just were poor water drinkers, poor eaters. They didn't sleep very well, or they didn't exercise, and some of them were overweight. And they could be strong in different areas. Like one was, I remember I'm thinking of this one minister. He was beautiful. He's really into the psychology as well and relay quality of relationships. And his faith was great, mm-hmm. but he didn't take care of his diet.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And he didn't exercise.
Listen,
and those were big, bad, weak links that made him very ill.
Dr. King, you're so right there. And this is something I've emphasized for a lot of years as well. That's why we're so aligned in purpose with this healing revolution. You know, I go in and sometimes I'll speak to churches and synagogue groups, and I'll talk about, you know, the historical references to diet right there in the Bible. And yet there's not enough being talked or preached about in those houses of worship, in my opinion, about that aspect of taking care of this gift of life, the temple that we inhabit while we're here.
It's so true. You know, all his powerful gifts of faith and healing gifts this person had, it led to his own demise, mm-hmm. because he didn't take care of the whole temple, the whole person.
Right.
He honored God in many ways and was gifted in many ways, but he didn't fully honor, understand that his body was the temple, mm-hmm. that he and he didn't honor that, and he would overeat and ate poorly, and had, even with our best of help, he didn't end up making it because he did not take care of some of the exercise and the eating, for example.
Well, how many people have we lost that way, that, you know, are brilliant people in so many ways? And you know, as I talk in terms of the politics or political healing, and a lot of people don't like to go there, I have to integrate this healing revolution in everything. That's just the nature that I have. But I often tell these people, I said, listen, you're really passionate about something. You want to make a change, and that's great. But if you overlook your own body, eventually that will break down, and all the change you want to see and help bring in, You'll be unable, because you'll be dependent, you'll be stuck, you'll be hospitalized, whatever. You might be on drugs that we don't want you on. And so that's that true holistic perspective that we bring together with the healing revolution.
Yes, and that's the beauty. And here's the thing. Some people, I'm thinking of another patient of mine who was an incredible nutritionist. And she took extreme care of herself, walked this tightrope of a diet,
okay.
of details. And she was taking over $100 a week in supplements of her own. But her husband had lost his job, and they were kind of strapped financially. And, you know, she just had a small little practice out of her house where she helps a few people, but, you know, lived it. I mean, she's lived this for 30 years. This diet, you know, meticulous diet. But she was about 40 pounds overweight, and she was big in relationships. She was big in her faith.
Mm-hmm.
She was great water drinker. She was really into getting quality sleep, but she really did not deal with activity well. She did not get into exercising her body. And she did not do much of anything with one of the other essentials we say is connecting with nature, mm-hmm. getting outside, getting fresh air, sunshine, communing with the elements that we're designed to live within.
Does she forget to get out there and make a little movement here, kind of run around a bit and push the body?
Yeah, she was really sat around a lot and studied, read every nutritional book in the world, but she did not practice exercise and fitness of any kind. And so she really was hooked on a fistfuls of supplements, taking multiple times through the day, and to maintain her energy that she struggled with. And so she came to me. We found the weak links here in our appraisal, and we began to work with her and got her on a good fitness program, outdoors, walking. And just within 2 weeks, her energy has been the best it's been for many, many years. And she used up her supplements. We had her stop the supplements for at least 2 weeks, and then we'd retest those on her.
Yes.
And we got her down to just a few supplements over a couple months. And, man, she lost at least 15 pounds and was moving in the right direction, literally moving with her fitness and exercise. And it totally transformed her life. And it was just one example, again, of just a missing link or two.
Mm-hmm.
It's all it takes in these eight essentials. And it can crash and burn no matter how hard we work in some of these areas of life.
Well, that's the not putting it all together. We're asked to do it all. I know it's like daunting. It's like, no, I can't do it all. I can't do everything. But listen, at the very least, you got a body you're in. It's your conduit for life itself down here on planet Earth. And if you're not able or willing to take care of it, not the doctors that you've been relying upon for generations here in the West are not doing it. They're drugging you. That's what we're trying to do, is bring that essential aspect of healing into your hands. It doesn't mean you can't consult with a doctor if you need it, but certainly find one that understands that supporting health and healing is not about poisoning it.
Yes. You know, Robert, you mentioned it. You nailed something very, very important here. People say, well, I can't do all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing. If you're only doing a few of these things, it really requires a lot more work to continue spinning your plates, keeping your nutrition in balance, if that's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're just into fitness alone, you can spend 5 hours a day working out. But if you're not taking care of the rest of you and your diet, as an example, then you really have to work out a lot to feel good. And if you start doing this, a little bit of the eight essentials in balance, now doing it all is easier.
Yeah.
It's less time, less effort.
Absolutely.
Because you have a balanced life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to meticulously and work so hard at any one of these essentials. You can actually, it makes life much easier,
yes.
Simple. It flows so much better because you're addressing the whole person. You're taking care of the whole person.
Oh, and since life is going to continue today after the 21st and the Mayan calendar ends, a new something begins, maybe now's a good time to start taking up the ideas of Dr. King here, the eight essentials. We'll go through some more of them, also talk about some remedies that'll help get you there. In the meantime, remember, King Bio is at kingbio.com. I have the links directly in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can reach them during the week, 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. And if you're one of those doctors out there wanting to help your patients even better, remember, King Bio has some things just for you as well. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The healing revolution continues with Dr. Frank King. Check it out online. All the links are there. Dr. King, you're laying it out beautifully for us. Eight essentials and beyond. And, of course, the concepts. Sharing these stories of patients that you've had. I love that. That's where I've learned the most. And even Dr. Batar and other docs that are really docs, the teachers, they learn a lot or maybe more from their patients than sometimes we even have to teach.
Oh, you know, my patients, I'm thankful for, you know, the patients. We've seen so many over the last nearly 40 years. They are my greatest teachers, and I'm so thankful. I thank my patients every day almost, because now I don't see patients except, you know, some research cases that I take on personally. But because of managing over 100 people that we work with and helping that, now, those are my new patients in a lot of ways. But my patients have taught me so much more than what school and seminars and on continuing education as a physician has ever taught me.
Yes.
So, yeah, the patients are the greatest teachers if you have the heart and the ears to listen.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. The heart of a good healer always is, has to be a good listener. If you're just here to shout people down as a doctor, as we hear, unfortunately, these cases in modern medicine where the docs are set up to be elevated above you, and they tend not, you know, you try to bring a genuine questioner, say, hey, doc, I researched this. They'll say, you know, who are you? You're just a patient. And that's the kind of doc we can't support here. And that's true. If you see a homeopath that treats you like that, we're not going to support them. This is about the partnership of coming together, learning from each other, and helping each other become greater than what we are today.
Spot on, Robert. The true heart of a healer, as you are as well. It reminds me of a patient. She was a psychological degree and did counseling, and she was probably one of the best counselors in many, many ways. Very, very learned. But, you know, one thing is she was so focused on the counseling. There's another classic example of the psychologist here who was really big into relationships and very big into getting to know yourself. But, you know, she really did miss it when it came to diet, and as well as another realm that is very important was she had really no faith or no belief in God. Now, not the real that hurt her was the fact that the no diet was obviously, you know, she had a lot of health issues and why we saw her. And then, but she also had no faith, and she was almost very pessimistic about faith and missed out, I think, on really ascending, you know, to her full potential because she had no faith, you know, to put anything in, to go beyond her own ability. And she was stuck, even though she created a lot of ability in many ways, she was very stuck into taking that to a super ability beyond your own limitations. That's where I find faith works. I need faith every day because it takes me beyond my own limitations, you know, naturally. And it puts the super onto my natural.
Yes.
And I'd rather have that than just the natural.
Yeah. I love that. Of course, you know, coming off of the super fans, what puts the super in a fan? Look, everything, all the message here is not to generate followers. It's to generate people who are leaders in their own lives and really impacting positively. on their own community, their own family. You know, bringing that power to heal back to the people where it belongs, back to you. And so when we talk about the healing revolution, the King Bioremedies, they fit beautifully into that. And if we talk about taking responsibility for every aspect of our health, yes, it can be daunting and overwhelming, but that's because we've been convinced for generations now that it is daunting and overwhelming. When really you follow the beauty and simplicity of the natural world, it becomes like breathing. Do you have to think? Is it hard to breathe? Other than if you're an asthmatic, and if you are, there are some other things that we've got to do to get you back to that healthy state.
Yes, and yeah, like the counselor, you know, she was so learned and so good and so precision in that, but she was always looking for the problem, and she was so focused around the problem, sometimes she wouldn't be able to see the ultimate potential of the solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And you do become where you focus. And I always say you become what you believe. And so it really is. And sometimes life does not have to be hard. It doesn't have to be a continuous struggle. You don't have to be focusing on always solving problems. Most problems will solve themselves if you're living a balanced life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of applying all the eight essentials. And all of a sudden, life becomes easier. Life becomes more naturally flowing rather than a struggle. And so in life is not supposed to be an ongoing struggle. Life is like a flow. It is much more enjoyable when you're flowing the blessings of a wonderful life and seeing all the beauty that there is. And just living on that beauty and living on what we call extreme acts of kindness and doing good things. And that just makes good things happen. And, you know, that's the way to live life as I see it. That's what's really worked so well for my patients and myself, to get into a flow and not an ongoing struggle. People that struggle over long periods of time on things are usually people that end up with more serious diseases.
Yeah, but how do we learn about the struggle, Dr. King? Wasn't it by struggling? You know, that we then learn about what we're talking about, the ease with which life can be once we learn to flow with it rather than fight it. And that seems to be the universal struggle that we all, from time to time, even in our, sometimes on our best days, we'll go, oh man, what was I struggling for? I knew better, you know, and then we fall into old habits.
That's so true, Robert. And, you know, where you learn to let go, and, yes, you can keep a balance in your life, and yet it doesn't have to be hard, and life does not have to be the struggle. And sometimes, you know, we all learn that from experiencing the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And we see a pattern of people. You know, I see couples, you know, all the time, families, and over the years, and one was always struggling with their health because they were struggling with their life.
Mm-hmm.
Where all of a sudden the husband, who didn't really have the meticulous diet the wife had,
mm-hmm.
the husband just was a good worker, a good old boy. He just kind of flowed with things, and he never had any health problems. But the wife, who was always, you know, maybe a perfectionist, in a sense, was always struggling and had all these health problems. And so it's kind of interesting to see the patterns. If you find yourself in this struggling habit and learning to let go,
mm-hmm.
let God flow with life,
yes.
and enjoy life and find the joy. And here's another thing we talk in our relationships chapter about how to have healthy relationships. It's about if you feel like you don't have enough love in your life,
mm-hmm.
start being more loving of a person. Start putting out love. Start practicing more love and being more loving. And all of a sudden, you find that you'll have more love in your life. It's all about becoming. And so if you find you don't have many friends and you want more friends in your life, then what I always counsel our patients to start being more friendly,
mm-hmm.
and practicing being friendly, to exercising friendliness. And all of a sudden, as you exercise friendliness, you start finding that you become more friend fulfilled.
Yes, yes. You know, if you're discouraged, why not try encouraging someone else? And that's the thing, that suddenly you're going to be filled with that, you know, that void that has come. You talk about filling the holes in your wholeness, etc. Now, if we're getting a start for people, and if you're new to the Healing Revolution, oh my gosh, you got a lot of catching up to do. That's why I'm glad a book will be coming out soon. But the remedies that we can use. Sometimes we don't know where to start. Sometimes it's obvious, like someone that has asthma. We've got asthma relief stuff. But sometimes it's like, well, no, it's just general. Is it a malaise? Is it something? Or a perfectionist. There's a perfectionism remedy. But the thing that we're talking about is encouraging everybody to come on to the assessment. How do we do that assessment form? Again, I always link it every week in the notes. Talk to people about how they can plug in and learn from that.
Yes, Robert, the appraisal. If you know, we always teach our doctors here, if you want to help the whole person, it starts by being able to see the whole person. And you can't really help the whole person until you see the whole person.
Mm-hmm.
So the appraisal, it really helps to be able to see the whole you. And it's a great way, sometimes sobering. And in fact, when you take the appraisal, all of a sudden you realize you come across this maybe unique question that says, do you gossip? Mm-hmm. Do you do? And we describe a couple questions around gossiping. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, my God, I am a gossip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never thought of it. Like everybody else knew, I guess, I was a gossip, but me. It was like, oh, you know, it might bring something specific like that to life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's where all of a sudden now in homeopathy it works so well in the mind, body, emotional world.
Right.
There's a remedy for gossip.
Right. Yeah. So here's a way you can sneak one into maybe one of your family members is a gossip. Go ahead and order it right now. Get the King Bile, sneak it into their stocking on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, give you something to talk gossip
oh my gosh,
during the holidays.
That'll give you some great the discussion. Who did that? It's funny. We don't have a lot of time, and it is almost Christmas holiday time. We're very appreciative of you, Dr. King, of course, for being a living example to this Healing Revolution message. And it's so exciting what is happening with the growth and the movement and the awareness that we need to come back, take responsibility, but also have the tools to do so, tools that are completely safe for children, for women that are pregnant, for everybody, for our grandma and grandpa. And this is, I'm telling you, the feedback is we're getting through, but there's so many more that haven't heard the message, so we'll continue on with this.
Oh, Robert, it's beautiful to be connected and continuing on with you. And as more of us join together in unity here, we're going to see a transformation in this world that is suffering with so many problems needlessly.
Yeah, and remember, it's not that we focus on negativity, and certainly we have it here, but we acknowledge these people that are struggling or suffering, and we share our own struggles, sufferings, and sometimes when we bang our heads too. Because, becoming a living example, and I'm encouraging everybody out there to do so, and you must. And, in fact, and that's where you don't think you're a healer. You are. Just by virtue of the fact that you're breathing, you can impact on the healing of other people by what you do, by the gratitude you express or the encouragement that you give. And the remedies are there. It's almost overwhelming, but it's not at the same time because, Dr. King, you've made it so simple for everybody to tap into the Healing Revolution.
Well, the basic truths in this world, when we stumble across them, we're surprised that they are so simple.
Yeah, so check it out online, kingbio.com, 800-543-3245. I'll be back on Sunday, of course, for the Robert Scott Bell Show through GCN Live as well. And, of course, Monday, Advanced Medicine. We continue on. Special holiday editions coming up as well. Dr. King, you have a wonderful, wonderful season. Big hugs, lots of love to the whole King Bio family.
Back at everybody. Enjoy this special season together.
Yes, and now we must simply remind each and every one of you. What is it, Dr. King?
Oh, gosh, there's great power out there, and that power to heal is
yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Good morning, world, it's a brand new day.
Good morning, life.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Rainbow shining.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Antarctica.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Off with his head!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include
depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire. I send you to burn.
Fire?
Fire.
Oh, now. Super, I can't talk to you on the break about anything without it becoming bumper music.
I can't. You know, it's just that creative streak in me. It's the radio producer in me. I've got to try and find something that works.
Well, now I don't have a choice. I have to talk about what we talk about.
We have to talk about this. We don't talk about this particular topic very often.
Yeah, no, we don't. A burning mouth syndrome. Sorry. BMS. You ever heard of that before? Burning mouth syndrome.
I have heard of it, but it's just not really that. At least I don't think it's that common. Maybe it's more common than I think.
No, it really isn't. It's one of those mysteries that the dentists, the doctors, they'll likely say, "Hey, just take some Prozac. Get out of my office."
Yeah, you know, when we were talking about that, there was somebody that we've talked to recently that had that problem, and she said that one of the doctors she went to suggested antidepressants.
Yeah, I wonder if this...
Wait a minute, hold on. Burning mouth syndrome, antidepressants? Where was the connection there?
Well, you gotta, in order to take an antidepressant, it has to go in your mouth. So that's the relationship.
Oh, good
that's
enough.
Right
yes.
there. Hey, did they change the DSM again? I mean, this is the thing. We'll have to go into the psychiatric Bible and find out if they indicate that's... if you have burning mouth syndrome, you're really depressed. It really is the doctors trying to send you away. And this is an incredible situation, very frustrating for those that have been diagnosed with it or have on their own figured out, well, the only thing left is this burning mouth syndrome. But then you go to the doctor to try to figure out what it is. They don't know what it is. And on top of it, they don't have anything for you, as you say, except a psychiatric drug.
Yeah.
So
burning mouth syndrome. I mean, look, have you ever eaten like a jalapeno pepper?
Oh, now, that's not the kind of burning mouth we're talking about here.
But look.
What?
Jalapeno pepper, Prozac, right? I mean, that's it. Maybe,
pepper,
maybe
Prozac.
Maybe Larry the Cable Guy should get on instead of doing the advertisement for the heartburn medicine. He could get up there and do Prozac, you know, as he's sitting there eating the five-alarm chili or something. You know, you got to take your Prozac for that, right?
Leave it to you to not take this serious. There are people out there suffering, Super Don, and you're making fun of them.
Look, I take it seriously. What I'm not taking seriously is the fact that a
pepper.
Doctor actually suggested an antidepressant because your mouth is burning.
Come on, Prozac pepper, though? Now, the Prozac... Okay, now I've just lost on this. It's bad enough that the doctors are doing this. The burning mouth syndrome. Now, I talked with someone recently about this, and she had said that she had recently had the shingles, chickenpox virus. Remember, we talk about this. Now, shingles mimics a burning something, right? Whether it be a mouth or not, but the burning of the nerves, really, the herpes zoster varicella, as some people will call it, will act against the nerve cells very, very painfully. So it may be, in fact, that is the issue. Now, it's not the only thing that it could be, but she had tried all of these natural things. Nothing was touching it. So I always come back to, by the way, this person was drinking Ensure. All right, did you hear me? Let her have it.
Yes.
No more Ensure. No. See, this is like the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners that still have Neosporin in their purse,
right,
or in their medicine cabinet at home.
Right.
Have you heard anything that I've been saying over the past? No, it's petrochemicals. Like, it's equivalent of drinking petrochemicals. Ensure. Stop it. There are other ways to gain nutrition and bulk, etc. Primary among them is raw, real milk and One World Whey. You wouldn't need Ensure. You'd be doing 100,000 times better than that. So if we're looking at first aid help, what do we got to do? We got to go back to the silver realm. Why? Because silver nourishes the nerves. There are receptor sites on the nerve cell, on the myelin sheath of the nerve. So my feeling is that if you're not going to at least try silver, why are you talking to me? You got to go to the shop.naturalnews.com or shopnaturalnews.com. You'll find the big 16-ounce bottle of silver. That way you'll have enough to, you know, you can gargle with it, you can swish and swirl, whatever, in dealing with a burning mouth scenario. Every day, a few times a day, whatever it takes. Now, I also look to the homeopathic medicines. Like King Bio has a complex, you know, for burns and wounds and stings. You can, if you're interested in the single remedies, one of the most common is Apis, which is the venom of the honeybee, the Apis mellifica. And that is also indicated for a lot of stinging, burning sensation, and as well as Cantharis. Cantharis is, we've talked about that and you've snickered about it because it's the Spanish fly. Right?
Yes.
Now, a lot of people will take it for prostate and urinary tract issues because of the stinging, burning sensation there. But if you have burning mouth syndrome, you can try it there. You can also try Hypericum perforatum, the homeopathic form of St. John's wort. Or, again, call King Bio at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245 to address what? Burning mouth. Say, hey, I got burning mouth. And they might go, I don't know what that is. Say, hey, I talked to Robert. Oh, no problem. We got you covered. And they'll give you some options for the burning, stinging sensation in such a scenario. Now, if there is residual mercury, that's a big issue. Because mercury, as we know, we talk with Dr. Batar all the time about how it affects the nerve cell. And so that that alone could be enough to trigger this burning mouth syndrome. Or if you had recently dental work of any kind and the nerves have been inflamed or damaged, that can also precipitate this burning mouth syndrome. And it's not burning man syndrome. That's out. What is that? Out of the deserts of San Francisco
burning,
or something?
Burning man.
Burning
yes,
man.
Every year.
There's a lot of different remedies for burning man syndrome. I'm not going there. But the burning mouth syndrome, I had to bring it up. And thank you for opening with that a fire song there. That goes back to 68. Yeah, we go
the year of my birth.
The burning dawn syndrome.
Yes, yes.
Well, and speaking of the DSM and psychiatric stuff, right? We were talking about the Prozac for burning mouth syndrome. And there's a story here. And by the way, this hour we've got Judy Irwin coming back and she's got a special deal for all my Natural News Radio listeners. If you could take advantage of it before the end of the year, the calendar year 2012. A deal. If you've been waiting, you've been sitting on the fence about whether or you'll get the BCX Ultra, the right frequency, now is the time. We'll talk with Judy in just a little while. But we want to go to the DSM first here. Is the redefinition on? The redefining of crazy. Now, I would redefine crazy to mean modern-day psychiatrist, based on what they're doing. Because right. They're literally, you got burning mouth here, have Prozac. But basically, they're changing what they call the Bible of psychiatric disorders. And we've covered this off and on for a long time now, Super Don.
Every time they do it, yeah.
Yeah, they're finally finalized it. Over 13 years it took them to do this. Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. Now, very few, if any, of these mental disorders have any measurable test, biochemical markers, or anything that would tell you, yep, you need that drug, or you don't need that drug. None of these things, I believe, in this DSM manual address anything like nutrition. For instance, we know one of the prime reasons for seasonal affective disorder is not a lack of Prozac. It's a lack of sunshine, vitamin right. D, and all the other benefits that come from. But also, we know the lack of omega-3 essential fats, EPA, DHA, also play heavy in mental disorders of any and all kinds. We also know that mercury toxicity plays a huge role in mental disorders. None of this is acknowledged in the 13-year process of revising the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. Any surprise to you? No, not surprising to me either. This is all focused on converting fully and totally the psychiatric model from one of talk therapy generations ago to one of drug therapy generation now.
Right.
And we need a rescue. You want to talk about generation rescue? We need a rescue from the psychiatric profession. Now, the autistic disorder is the number one issue here that they're changing. They're talking about it from autistic disorder to the autism spectrum disorder because they wanted to include Asperger's syndrome. But what did we find out just yesterday with Dr. Rasha Batar? What is all of this? Mercury toxicity.
Ding, ding, ding.
And of course, the simultaneous selenium deficiency that goes along with it. We don't want to overlook that. And that's why, again, I urge you, if you have not already done and integrated into your daily regimen, the food-grown form of selenium that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, please, please do so. Give him a call at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Now, second on the list, not such a big surprise, a binge eating disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Binge eating disorder. They're moved from DSM's Appendix B, which was proposed conditions requiring further study, now to full-blown illness.
Right.
In the main part of the book. Full-blown. So binge eating disorder is now full-blown illness. Why? They needed this to happen so that they could prescribe officially more psychiatric drugs.
Well, and an interesting point that's made here, and this is the problem that each one of these disorders or mental illnesses that they try to identify in here, mm-hmm. is that what exactly does it mean? Because in this article, the author makes a good point, which is, you know, a major criticism of considering binge eating as a distinct, full-blown disorder is the difficulty in distinguishing whether consuming an entire pint of Ben and Jerry's could be a sign of depression or anxiety rather than an illness of its own.
Mm-hmm.
So they try splitting hairs and, you know, you've got, well, this disorder kind of falls within the boundaries of this other disorder, which, you know, kind of generally relates to this other disorder. When in reality, you know, sometimes people just like to eat a pint of ice cream, you know?
Well, that is it, though. It's taking something that could be a normal thing once in a while.
Right.
Now, granted, you're binge eating daily and purging in the bulimic realm.
Sure.
That's a different story. But even then, I would say I would not resort to drugging, although I know many people do. I would look at these issues of gross deficiencies of essential fats, gross proficiencies or toxicity of mercury and other heavy metals. I would also look to a lack of GTF chromium in the diet. Literally, you've depleted your stores beyond hypoglycemia, and therein lies this craving due to either hypoglycemia or other aspects of its manifestation. Again, not requiring psychiatric drugs, but requiring mineral supplementation. GTF chromium you can also get from Jonathan. So we move to the next thing, and now we go to the piece de resistance. I can't even say it as nice as anybody who really speaks French. This is amazing. And there's more, but this number three really takes the cake from the bulimic in the previous number here. Number three, the new DSM will remove the exception for bereavement from the definition of depression.
Oh.
What does this mean? This means that if you lose a loved one, or if you lose a cat or a dog, for goodness sake, and you're bereaving, you are temporarily sad. You're in mourning.
No. Robert, you're wrong.
What do you mean I'm wrong?
You have depressive disorder.
Or you have depressive disorder, according to the DSM.
There is no sad.
You will now be medicated without exception. See,
that's right.
They remove the exception for bereavement so they can drug you without exception. So
right,
now the definition of depression includes bereavement, loss of a loved one.
Yes.
Wouldn't you love this? And you know, they've been criticized for expanding depression to everything. Every emotion requires drugging. Now they've codified it. If there's any reason to discredit the entire profession of psychiatric medicine, this would be it. And, of course, we know, Dr. King and I have covered this on the Healing Revolution Fridays. How many times have we covered these depression scenarios and the remedies that are all too well able to handle this without resorting to toxic medicaments that the FDA approves that may drive you into deeper states of depression? Remember the inky juice of the cuttlefish? Do you have that, or do you usually drink orange?
Hold on.
What?
Sepia.
Whoa, nice.
Yay!
Job, Super Don. Ding, ding, ding. You get the prize. Here's a glass of sepia juice.
Yay, no, thank you very much.
Cuttlefish juice, we should say. No orange juice for Super Don. He drinks the cuttlefish straight. But don't get any on your shirt. It'll never come out. Now, beyond that, if we're talking about mourning or bereavement, or what do they call it now? What's the broader? Depressive disorder,
right? Yes.
It's the burning mouth man depressive disorder.
That's right.
We have to go to Ignatia. That is the remedy for mourning, or now depressive disorder, and that's Ignatia. And there are remedies in the King Bio line that contain Ignatia. We've talked about sepia. We've talked about a lot of different remedies for the emotions. So this is big time news. And by the way, we're going to get in with Judy Irwin. We're going to talk about a lot of different things here. I don't know what I think cancer is the big one. People are always worried about energy healing. But my goodness, it's things as simple as burning sensations, burning mouth, neurological impairment, neurological symptoms can be addressed by Rife frequency, by healing through energy. And so we'll get to a lot of things, including autoimmunity, the breast cancer fears, talking about energy for healing. It's the basis for everything. And now we've got the opportunity for the end of the year, this calendar year.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, those of you been sitting on the fence about energy. Oh, should I get some energy? Oh, should I not get some energy? Oh, yes, you should get some energy. And you're going to get it in the guise of what? The BCX Ultra, the Rife machine that I use here in the Bell family. And I've been talking to a lot of folks about their units that they've gotten. And I think it's time for you to get yours. So with the holidays approaching, now it's time. And with that in mind, we're bringing back. She's here. Judy Irwin. Judy, welcome back, my friend.
Welcome to you, Robert. I'm always so glad to talk with you. We have such a good time.
Yeah, am I just too excited when you come around? I mean, I just get
it's
giddy.
It's all that energy. It's all that good frequencies.
I'm saying, because Judy's coming on, I start smiling. I go, all right. I love the energy. And listen, I had a call, a few things. It's so funny recently. Now, I had you on Sunday. Everybody want to listen to my GCN program. Judy was on. We talked about a lot of cool stuff, including pain issues and different things. But I wanted to talk to you about, because I had somebody contact me through Facebook. She had gotten one of the BCX Ultras. She was asking me, hey, what frequency should I run about this? And I'm concerned because somebody said I might have cancer, but I don't think I do. But can I run one of the sequences for cancer if I don't have it? And I said, yes, that's not a problem. But I want you to talk to Judy because she knows this stuff. And she was saying, well, I love Judy, but she's so busy, I don't want to bother her. And I said, bother her. That's what she's there for.
Well, yeah, it is true that I'm busy because that's one of the unfortunate things that comes when you're good at what you do. Yeah. Everybody wants you.
Yeah, everybody wants you.
I had a customer with a perfect idea. He wants to make a clone. I said, I'm all for that.
Just not genetically modified, just the same.
No,
same
just sweet a Judy. Clone. The trouble is giving it all the knowledge. But, you know, I want to let everybody know I'm here for you. All we have to do is set up a time, and you know, it works that way. That way, if I make appointments with people, I can give everybody individual answers and attention. And I feel that's important, and I know a lot of my clients really appreciate that part of it.
Yeah, and I have to admit, I am guilty of this too. Like, you know, we've talked off the air, Judy, and you're like, why didn't you call me? I was like, well, Judy, you're so busy, I really didn't want to bother you. And then I'm kicking myself. It's like, oh, well, who was I supposed to call? So, and then
exactly.
You do. You help me out. So, bless you, my friend, because you do such good work, and I love you dearly. And that's the point of this. I want to let you know, before we're done with Judy today, we're going to let loose on a special. We might not even be able to say it on the air, but I want to tell you about it, a little bit about it. But 800-936-6240, 800-936-6240 is the number to reach Judy. If you can't reach her, just leave a message, and she'll get back to you. She's good that way. But the Advanced BCX Ultra Radio Frequency Plasma Ray Tube device is awesome. And in addition to that lady who was asking, just confirm with me, too. It's like, for me, it's like homeopathy. If somebody takes a remedy that they don't need, they're not harmed by it. In the same way, you can put a frequency into the body that is a right frequency, that is not harmful. It's not going to give you a problem.
No, it won't bother you. If you don't have that particular cell, if you will, that mm-hmm. is sick,
yes.
It won't resonate. It's just like that ancient commercial, if you're not old enough, you won't remember, where Ella Fitzgerald shatters the glass with her voice.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't shatter everything in sight. It's just this one wine glass that she's able to mm-hmm. shatter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same way with diseased organisms inside the body. If they're not resonating at that frequency, then that frequency just goes on by them. And so if the cell isn't sick, nothing happens.
Yes. And that is important to make that distinction, especially since I had that question come through this week. I thought that was kind of interesting because I knew I was going to talk to you again. So I was like, perfect timing on that. Another call I got in recently, Judy, and this was fascinating because I do talk to a lot of people off the air. And this woman was in her 80s, and she called me. She says, hi, Robert. I spoke to you like a couple of years ago. And I kind of vaguely remembered, you know, you sort of recognize some voice, but I'm not sure. So I said, tell me what's going on. What were we dealing with? And she told me about some things. And she says, yeah, now I'm doing some things for candida. Somebody said I might be having a little bit of lingering candida. And I said, so are you running the Rife still? And she said, oh, yeah, I love the Rife. I love Judy. I still use it. And I'm thinking, she's in her 80s. How hard can it be? Have you heard people say, oh, no, I can't do this. It's much too hard.
Well, I have a lot of people ask me that question, and I also have a number of clients. I have one gentleman that's been with me for a really long time. He had our previous model, and he's upgraded he upgraded to the Ultra a few years back. And so I hadn't heard from Joe for probably two and a half years. And he had a problem. He wanted some help. So he calls me. And Joe told me he just had his 87th birthday. And now Joe had a really interesting story when they came to me. Of course, mm-hmm. his son found me. He had contracted shingles. And they had gotten on his face, on the left side of his face, and into his eye. Mm. And now this has probably been 5 or maybe 6 years ago, and they wanted to take his eye out. And he goes, that makes no sense to me. Taking my eye out isn't going to stop the shingles. So we got him working, and he was legally blind in that eye. The left eye had to wear a patch and the whole 9 yards. And there again, you know, sometimes when people get better, I don't hear from them.
Yeah.
So a couple of years passes, and all of a sudden one day I get this call from Joe, and he says, I just want you to know that my eye is better. He says, now I can't read, and I'm still legally blind, but I can actually see it out of it. And he had to be 84 or 5 at that time. So to me, that was just an amazing story.
That really is. I love hearing these stories because, again, they're bringing all the light, the practicality of it, that if somebody at 87 can utilize this, my goodness. Right. And you're sitting there in your 20s and you're going, oh, I'm not sure, or 30s or 40s or 50s. Because even my wife, who really says electronics and her don't agree, she's figured this thing out. So she can, you know, she can run these things, sit down. She doesn't even need to call on me, honey, like at the beginning when we're starting to learn these things. But indeed.
Well, but what people don't realize is that I am the ultimate plant lady. I am so not a machine person. Yes. If you come to my house, we've got more plants than anything, you know?
That is very true. It's not like you came to this as the high-tech whiz kid.
No, and it was very, very unnatural for me in the beginning. And so, you know, I have to think there again that the universe in its great wisdom has a reason for having a person like myself working with this technology, because I can bridge that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it was, you know, really foreign to me as well. I'm like, oh my God, I got to do a machine. Oh no.
Oh yeah, yeah. Now, we've been covering a lot of stories recently that have been sort of like tragedies, people that are still lost in the maze of medicine, Judy. And mm-hmm. these women, like there's a story about a Miss America contestant who says she's going to literally have her breasts removed because the doctors told her she had the BRCA gene, which is supposed to say, oh my gosh, I'm likely to get cancer because I have this gene mutation. And we dispute that. But the fact of the matter is, that scenario is no different. We can utilize right frequency energies and send them in through the body and into the breast tissue and do what it does and not concern ourselves.
Absolutely. Well, and the thing about the cancer cells in particular is we all have them, and they are basically just cells that have run amok, if you will. And one of the things with the frequencies, and you and I talked about this a lot the other day, and balancing the body, when the body stays in balance, this imbalance of them running amok is so much less likely to happen. So in essence, you can forestall a genetic setup, and I work a lot with that, and I personally have a really big genetic setup with the rheumatoid arthritis situation, mm-hmm. and you can definitely way slow it down and take control of it rather than it controlling you, running off the cliff with your body, you know?
Yeah, well, this relates to something you and I talked about on my Sunday broadcast about regeneration of tissue, because it's not only that we want to cool the immune hyper response, but we want to heal the tissue itself, because in my mind, this is the reason why the immune system is acting against your own cells, because those cells have become so corrupted, so damaged, so deficient, deficient. This is something that we look at energetically. We can create a scenario or a terrain that is more conducive for healing of tissue genuinely, and then we watch the immune system not have to be destroyed or killed by drugs, but it goes back into its natural state of a watchdog as opposed to an attack dog on you.
Absolutely, because it's got less cells. Here again, I'm going to talk about being out of balance. More cells are in balance, so there's nothing for it to attack. Everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Exactly. And this is a great misunderstood, just like the whole breast cancer scenario out there in medicine. The autoimmune issue is fraught with a lot of hazards, quite honestly, because the medical profession has this idea that they have to go to war with your immune system and that your immune system has gone crazy. It hasn't. It's doing what it's designed to do by God. And in fact, what we're trying to do is restore integrity to the cells, the function, the metabolism. And it is all about energy. Metabolism is energy. So utilizing, I guess you have sequences. I don't know. I haven't run those because I'm not dealing with autoimmunity. But do you have some pre-programmed or manual program sequences with the BCX on autoimmunity?
That work to, they don't call it that. They work immune system to balance and immune system to stabilize. Okay. And there are not too many of those, but I have my own sets that I share with people that have that issue. Mm-hmm. And there again, as you know, the BCX has empty channels, so you can program in new stuff. That's yes. really cool.
Well, especially if you have those young kids that are born into this energy age. They definitely take to this and they gravitate. The kids love it. And we talk even about animals, healing animals. When we come back, we may talk some more about that. We're going to take a quick break and special holiday edition of the Right Frequency Machine that we utilize here at the Robert Scott Bell Show, the BCX Ultra. Judy Irwin is my guest. Before she leaves today, we're going to find out, if we can, what this deal is that you're going to have to take advantage of before the end of the year. So stand by. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The
information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In case any of y'all have questions, and I'm sure there are a plenty out there, I try to bring them to Judy for you in the meantime. But I would like you to call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Get your questions recorded in for the next episode when we get Judy on, or just send them on through, and I'll send them through, and I'll answer them on the air whenever. But there are so many things in our culture, Judy, that are so far removed from this form of healing and energy that I think we could do a show every day for the next, I don't know, year, and there'll still be more to talk about because of the cultural deficit in recognizing that ultimately all healing is about energy.
Well, all life is about energy. And so there again, you sort of have this lack of that being part of our reality. People, they don't teach people that. They don't teach you that you're an energy body and that you must have certain energy in order to even live. We would have no life at all if we didn't have the energy of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but we don't. They don't teach us that in school.
No. And you know, listen, we've talked with Liam Sheff, my dear friend, and he's written about the plasma cosmology. In other words, that there is no such thing as dark matter and black holes. That literally, there is no empty space. I mean, it's filled with plasma energy, waves, and all kinds of fantastic electromagnetism. And I think that's what was brilliant about Royal Raymond Rife. He understood that. He tapped into it and found a way to duplicate it so that we could take advantage of that in a very low-cost, long-term, forever kind of way, that we can utilize the healing energies of creation itself and begin to implement them in a way that, like I said, would help our family. But now I'm thinking we should be helping our communities, because there are a lot of people more in need than have access to this kind of healing.
Well, yes, that's the ultimate goal, I think, is to make it a community effort. Because as you and I know, and you talk about on some of your other shows, all of our systems are ready to break down, and it may come a time when we will all have to take care of ourselves and each other.
Yes.
And we better learn soon.
Well, and I've said this, and I'll say it again, having a unit like the BCX Ultra is one of those hedges against a societal breakdown, because you'll have a valuable contribution to any given community. If you're saying, gosh, man, what if stuff really did break down? What if the economy really tanked even further? What can I do that is of value to others? I mean, not everybody's a carpenter or a mechanic. Can you utilize this kind of thing? And remember, we talked to Jim a while back on my Sunday show from Nova Scotia, how he got the unit for himself, began to see great results, and now he's actually seeing people in a clinic helping other, you know, healers to do their work.
I know, and Jim is doing an amazing service to his particular community, because he has a lot of folks that have very low income, and they have a lot of problems, and he is really helping a lot of people. I admire him a lot for what he's doing. I think he's great.
Well, we need a lot more gyms out there, is my point. Now, you may have not considered that part of this, and I, that's why I want to broaden your horizons, that there's a new economy coming, and it's going to be based on things that actually have value, not this artificial plastic China medicine kind of stuff. And I don't mean Chinese medicine. That's different, the ancient Chinese medicine. But what I'm talking about is all the garbage coming out that is not really valuable except in an artificial economy in which most of us have grown up. And eventually, a lot of us, you know, if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you've at least got some level of disgust with the current way things are, the status quo, and you'd like to see things be better. You'd like to help make things better. And this is one of those ways I believe you should consider and see that not only will you make yourself and your family better and stronger, but you'll end up helping a lot of people. That it just, I know it's not a thought form everybody has initially, but you start seeing it like this. It's like, wow, yeah, you know, I can grow food, but can I grow enough? Well, will there be a need for healers? Will there be a need for energy healing? Heck yeah. Maybe this is something to consider.
Yeah, and the thing about particularly the BCX is how portable and easy it is to use. It also, you know, I have people ask me this question. It also draws very little power and is very conducive to running off of solar power, mm-hmm. which is amazing if the grid goes down.
Yes. So you have the ability to,
with all the solar flares we're having at this stage.
No, it's a very good point. If you know, I know a lot of people that try to live at least partially off the grid, and they establish different ways to gain energy and maybe have the direct current type batteries and run them. You have these AC converters as well, but to utilize very low power will allow a long-time benefit from something like that in a grid-down scenario.
Exactly. And, of course, if that happens, there's going to be all sort of other calamities that go along with that situation.
Yeah, and then we're going back into how do we address, for instance, the infectious disease through frequency. And that's something Rife really understood.
Well, yeah, and there again, this device is programmed and set up to make it very user-friendly. You know, if you found one under a rock, so to speak, you could figure it out and use it to help other people in this infectious disease situation. And that could be a real problem. That could be a real problem. I don't like to think about that.
No, I don't. But, you know, I look at the things that have happened, again, going back to Katrina or going to the Superstorm Sandy recently. I mean, there are basic things. When you don't have access to the things, you assume are always going to be there. And you haven't planned for a disaster. And I don't even mean a end of the world, because I'm not talking December 21st, 2012 here. That's not going to be the end of the world. Life goes on. The point is, life has its ebbs and flows and ups and downs and disasters, tragedies, and triumphs. That's just the way of the planet and life on it. That's been as long as recorded history, perhaps beyond. So
exactly.
What we're talking about is very practical. And I think it's very responsible as well. And it's just that it's kind of... It's weird still for our Western culture to think in terms of this energy. We still kind of have a hard time conceiving of how energy does so much. Yet, as we know, and as you know, Judy, you say so well, you don't add energy. You don't have anything.
Exactly. Well, yeah. And this is such a diverse forms of energy and very clean and clear and pure. And you can use it for all sorts of things like we've talked about. And it doesn't have to be that you have a sickness. You can use it to support the body so you don't get sick. Mm-hmm. That's even more important than waiting until you're sick.
Good point. Supporting wellness.
Exactly. Supporting wellness and well-being.
Yeah, and I think it's cool to raise kids where it's a normal part of their day or whenever. Hey, kid, come over. Come on, my son. Come on. Yeah, get on the Rife. And they're like, oh, yeah, cool, awesome. And they think it's... totally cool. Of course, that's the video game generation to some degree, but they get it. They feel it. They sense it, much like animals. And we've talked a little bit about animals, even dealing with horses, big animals, that we can utilize this type of technology and help them as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I've probably talked about him before. I have a guy that's an organic dairy farmer in South Dakota, and he literally uses it on the cows. People, you know, but of course, dairy cows are a different breed. They're very domesticated, if you will. It's kind of easy to get them to cooperate. So, but
yeah, we're not telling you to go out in the middle of the woods to a bear and say, here, Barry, come here. I got to run. No, don't do that. No, we're talking about animals you know and you deal with and you
exactly.
love.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And of course, your cats and your dogs and all of that, they respond very well. I have people all the time that, if anybody has ever had a cat, you know, you cannot make a cat do anything. they tell me that the cat will come in and lay right next to the machine.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that tells me the machine must have really good energy because cats are very fickle.
Well, yeah, these are the stories that I've gotten and I've seen firsthand as well in dealing with animals and cats. You know, like if we put a bowl of sovereign silver out versus just regular tap water, and if they're sick, they are immediately drawn to the water that has the silver because they know. Similarly, when I utilized homeopathic medicine for animals, cats would never, as you know, they wouldn't come over, much less open their mouths so you could put something in it. That's not what cats do.
No.
But when they have that sense about them, with the homeopathy, I was able to take a dropper and just drop it right there, and it was like the neatest thing to see a cat do that. And so they get it. They get it, just like kids get it. And so this is something, as I say, it's sort of like a cultural shift within the West here, those of you that listen, even in Europe, although there is some level of, I guess, perhaps some tradition of energy medicine there that they've been aware of for a long time as well.
Well, certainly more in the homeopathy range, because in Europe, you know, homeopathy has been around for over 200 years, and the Queen of England still uses homeopathic as a preferred method of treatment. Mm-hmm, so, you know, it's a better understood standard, if you will, because it's been there for, it's been a tradition for so long.
Sure, and it, well, there's sometimes less reluctance to the acceptance of the concept of energy. Rudolf Steiner and his writings, and of course the great homeopaths over there, keep them open. But, you know, I recognize there's a lot of work to be done here to open the consciousness up to this, but you're the leading edge, Judy, and my listeners, I believe, are the leading edge, the first adopters, in really returning, restoring energetic sanity to a world that's gone insane because it's abandoned that recognition that life itself is energy and that we want to tap into that. We want to utilize it. It's non-toxic. It's safe in this way, and we can help so many with it. Now, the big question, it's holiday season. I know a lot of people have been hearing about it, and we've been talking about it, and they're going, you know, sounds really kind of cool, but I know it's an investment. Is this the time where they can't say no because you've got a deal for my listeners to get them going here in this December month before the end of the year?
Well, I definitely have the best deal I could offer, and I'm not allowed to offer deals very often. Mm-hmm. The manufacturer kind of regulates what we do, but okay. I twisted his arm and said, we really need to do this so more people can get the machine.
Yes.
And so they're going to have to call me and talk to me about it.
You mean he won't let you tell it what it is on the air?
No.
Aw. I'll have to talk to him. Well, listen.
Yeah, well, you know, it tends to cause a riff out there in cyberspace when okay. you have other people that also work with the device. And okay. I've actually run into some people that do even sell it for even more than we are supposed to. And, you know, that's kind of taking advantage of people. But those are the first people that will squawk.
Right, right.
You know, when you want to help out everybody, those are always the ones that take advantage are always the first ones to squawk about people that are doing good. You okay. know how that works.
Well, I want everybody to know that that's what I'm learning again here is that the price is so low that others would complain. So
exactly.
So this is the time. Take advantage between now and the end of the year. I believe what? December 31st, January 1st. When are we going to say this?
We're going to say December 31st. That has me working on New Year's Eve. What am I doing?
All right. Well, don't wait till the last minute for Judy's sake. Give her a call at the very least. Find out what the deal is because it is that good. She can't even say it on the air. But we appreciate you, Judy, for doing that. And so grateful for all the energy and good healing and good vibes you've brought to the Robert Scott Bell Show and continue to do so. I am eternally grateful because what you're doing is bringing the power to heal back where it belongs, and that really makes my heart sing.
Well, that was the big thing when I got involved and got so very sick the second time in my life. You know, I went everywhere. I spent lots of money, and I didn't have energy to go to all these doctors, and nobody knew what to do for me. And so I figured, well, I've got to learn. And then when I was blessed to be able to get well, then I decided, well, maybe I'm supposed to teach others. And that's sort of how it all started, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody, now is the time. We're going to take a quick break here. Judy's got to run on and answer the phones. Everybody,
exactly.
Give a call. 800-936-6240. 800-936-6240 to find out the special holiday deal for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. So make sure you mention RSB. Bioelectricsforhealth.com. I've got it linked up in the show notes. The phone number's there in case you forget it when I say it. Just go to the show notes. You've got from now until the end of 2012, but go ahead and jump on it now so she can get it out to you as fast as possible, and you will be healing into the new year. Judy Irwin, thank you so much. Always look forward. As I said, you make me smile, make me giddy, just like I like to be.
Well, I really appreciate all that you do, and I really appreciate the opportunity to share the information with others. Thank you, Robert.
Likewise, big, rife frequency hugs coming your way.
Yeah.
All right, stand by. We'll be back to wrap it up after this.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Coming up tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show, it is Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. We always look forward to that. Exciting things happening as well. Oh, update. Monday. I'm going to have to do double duty. Advanced Medicine Monday Plus. I will be appearing in Port Richey, Florida for A to Zinc Health Food Store. Got a lecture in the afternoon there. And, of course, my dear friend Stuart Tomp will also be there talking omega-3s. I hope to see you there. That's north of Tampa on Monday, December the 10th. So look forward to seeing you there. I hope I don't have to run there, Super Don, because it's a ways away. Now, yeah, this relates to the final article of today, which news story we got to cover. Running farther, faster, and longer can kill you. What? Wait
running
a second. Let me read
farther,
that again.
Faster,
farther,
and longer.
Faster, longer. What does that remind you of, Super Don?
Sounds familiar.
I've heard that.
Better, stronger, faster.
The $6 million man.
That's right. It does kind of sound like that, doesn't it?
I bet this Linda Carroll was a big fan of Steve Austin back in the day. Right. Anybody old enough to remember the $6 million man?
Yeah, and the bionic woman, too, remember?
The bionic woman, she could hear anything. She could hear anything.
Right.
Now,
so what's up with this article?
Well, it would seem that the boom in marathon running might just be what the doctor ordered for a sedentary and ever-plumping nation like ours. It starts. But some scientists are now suggesting that even as runners work to trim seconds off their best times, they might also be shaving years off their lives. Now, this is not new news for us here, Super Don. We've talked about Jim Fix before. Back in the runner in the 70s, the marathoner, got it started. I think he inspired Forrest Gump all those years ago.
Yes.
But Fix died of a heart attack, coronary, massive coronary. Why? This guy was supposedly so healthy. He was running and running and running. He's the fitness guru. But the reality is the human body more or less meant for burst-type exercising. You do something, you run, you chase an animal, whatever you do, and then you got it, and that's done. If you partake in these super marathons, ultra marathons, you risk, if you don't know how to manage this, you risk depleting key nutrients at rates and an intensity and consistency that you are not probably aware that you need to replenish in order to survive. because as we've talked about, mineral depletion just due to, what, heavy metal exposure, right? If you're mercury toxic, cadmium toxic, all of these things, it indicates by definition that your selenium stores will be depleted, much right. less like the, if you eat refined carbohydrates your whole life, like many in the West do. You deplete your stores of GTF chromium. And that's not even being an ultramarathoner. That's just eating regular food. So already we're at deficit, and you want to try to be an ultramarathoner. And you're going to be pushing your body to limits that maybe it wasn't designed to. But if you know what to do by consistently replenishing those trace minerals especially, you might survive and be okay despite what they're telling you about don't excessively exercise. It's like the paleo people we talk about. If you are just viciously working out and working the fields and chasing the animals, whatever, you might get away, if I can call it that, with an intense high animal protein diet because you're literally living like that paleo so-called person as opposed to trying to live the modern life and eat the way because it sounds cool. And the good part, as we've talked about primal paleo, is you're pulling away from all factory farmed or factory grown foods and refined foods, which is a huge step in the right direction. So go ahead, you marathoners, do your thing, but keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll get you through it. You will not shorten your life. Thank you to Judy Irwin. Everybody, go get a Rife machine before the end of the month here. Get a great deal. Thank you to Ann Dockle. We'll be back tomorrow with Ty Bollinger. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but we're going to take a break for now and remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.